Thus says the Lord of hosts, Behold, I will save my people from the east country and from the west country, and I will bring them to dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. And they shall be my people, and I will be their God, in faithfulness and in righteousness. Zechariah 8:7-8. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose, and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it's written by the prophet, And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him. After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. Matthew 2:1-12.
God's grand plan to save a people for himself has always been a multi-ethnic plan. Even calling wise men from the east to worship their Savior, he draws his people to himself from all corners of the earth. He never intended to only save one group of people. The flock of Israel is a diverse arrangement of sheep, all being shepherded by the same good shepherd, Jesus. His rule is so encompassing that all kings everywhere must bend their knee to him. All the nations you have made shall come and worship before you, O Lord, and shall glorify your name. Psalm 86:9. The wise men showed that their allegiance was to King Jesus when they departed for their homeland and obeyed the Spirit's prompting, defying Herod's command. Their actions reveal to us that they knew Jesus to be the true king. Though Herod sought to destroy his assumed rival, nothing could stop the plan that God had in store for his son. Because of King Jesus, we are able to exercise the dominion that was lost by Adam in the garden, because all authority has been given to him. Even Satan, the ruler of darkness, has lost his claim to earthly dominion. Questions to consider. Who was Jesus born to redeem? Based on their route home, who did the wise men fear more, God or Herod? Could anything truly stop God's grand plan of redemption?
This has been Behold Your King, written by the Ezra Institute of Contemporary Christianity, read by Dallas Block, with scripture reading by Dan Niles, produced by Rock Solid Refuge.